Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masech Shavuos. We are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Tes. Mashbi ani aleichem kisha teidun li edusha tavo v'ti iduni. I'm hereby imposing a shavua on you that when you do know testimony from me, that you should come and testify. Meaning, I know that you don't know anything now, but I think stuff will come to light, and then you will know. So, harel p'turim. So even though they accept that shavua, and then it turns out that they do find out something later on, and they didn't come and testify, they're still going to be Pater, they should come to the Eidos, because their Shavuot was before they ever knew anything about the Eidos. Mishnah Yud, Amar Beis HaKnesses V'Amar. A guy gets up in Shul and says, Mashbi ani aleichem shematem yodim li Eidos shetavo v'tiduni. He just says like this general announcement. There are 100 people in Shul, and he knows somebody in the community must be aware of Eidos that's going to help him out. So he says, I'm hereby imposing a Shavuot on all you guys that if you know testimony for me, you have to come and testify for me. Harei l'p'turin der Pater ad she'em eskavin lahem. Because until he has kavana specifically for certain people that he knows that he believes know edus about him, but when you don't specify specific people and you're just like making a general public announcement, that is not good enough. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Tes, we said that if you impose a shvuas ha'edus before the person knows the testimony, they're going to be potter from shvuas ha'edus even if they subsequently find out. And in Mishnah Yud, we said that if you impose a shvuas ha'edus on anybody in the community without being specific about who actually knows the testimony, they're also not going to be chayiv mishum shvuas ha'edus. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Dalid Mishnah Yud Aleph.